This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, we're talking about eating in bed. I'm just going to lay it out there. Eating in bed, and does it give you the ick, and why or why not? Because, hear me out. So last night, I'm out to dinner with my girls. It was my last set of friends that I have not celebrated my birthday with. No biggie, right? My birthday was May 20th. So we had had this dinner set up for a while, and they were like, come on, it's some of my mom friends, our kids go to school together. So we go out to eat. We're eating at Cooper's Hawk in Brookfield. We're having a good old dinner, and all of a sudden, I don't know how the topic came up, but eating in bed came up, and I said, oh, I know exactly what it was. I can tell you, they brought us a phenomenal dessert. It was like a lemon blueberry thing, something I would never normally order. It was phenomenal though, right? It's one of those where you're like, oh, I was forced to try it, and I'm glad I was. So we're eating it, and my friends had some left over, and they were like, well, we're taking this home, but we're not going to let our husbands or our kids know that we have this dessert. We're going to hide it, and we're going to eat it before we go to bed. And I'm like, oh, aren't you going to get in bed and eat it? And my girlfriend looks at me, and she goes, absolutely not. Who eats in bed? She goes, do you eat in bed? I go, maybe. She's like, that's disgusting. Ew, Allie, what about the crumbs? And I said, well, then I just push the crumbs off the bed. I don't know what's the bed. It's not like I'm eating, like, I mean, spaghetti. But then I did remember I had soup in bed the other day. No joke, from Cafe Zupas. And they're like, Allie, you had soup in bed? I was like, I was tired. I got Cafe Zupas. I went upstairs. I turned on the TV. I ate soup in bed. And I went to bed. I don't know what the big deal is. So my friends were totally like, ew. Then they said that gives them the ick. And I was like, well, I understand why you don't want crumbs in bed. Like, I understand why that's gross. But it's not like, you know, it's not like there's a buffet in bed. I don't know. How do we feel about eating in bed? That is the question of the day. Does it give you the ick? Because my friends were just appalled. 414-533-1037. And I want you to tell the truth. Do you eat in bed? Do you not eat in bed? I mean, the kids and I, Hudson and Owen and I, get popcorn all the time. And we sit in bed and watch a movie. I don't know. I didn't think it was that strange. Maybe it is. I don't know. Screw it. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Kelly in Sussex.
Oh, it's my girl. Let me pull up your theme song. ABCDEFJK. K. There we go. K. It's Friday, Kelly. I just don't care.
Okay.
All right, girl. Eating. So I'm out to eat last night with two of my friends, and seriously, they were like grossed out. Do you eat in bed? Tell the truth.
I do eat in bed.
Yes! Woo! I knew you'd have my back on this one, okay?
Trying not to get crumbs everywhere.
Doesn't everybody? I mean, do you think it's because we're single? Do you think that has an effect on us eating in bed? Seriously.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no one to judge us.
Yeah. And no one there. So what do we care? We can do what we want when we want. We can eat where we want. It's the best part. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
You're right. You know what? It's because we're single. All right, Kelly. We're going to get some non-single people on the phone here next. All right.
Hi.
Love you, girl. Happy Friday. Goodbye.
Happy Friday.
All right. 414-533-1037. I see the phones are going crazy. Let me pull up the text here. Do you eat in bed? Somebody said, icky, icky. Though I will admit I do eat in bed when I'm sick. I feel like that's a little different, you know? Either way, I want to hear all your answers, and we're going to talk to you next. Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so we're talking eating in bed because last night I was out to dinner with some friends and they were going to take home their dessert. And I said, aren't you going to get in bed and eat that? And they go, ooh, Allie, that's disgusting. Who eats in bed? And I go, I do. And they go, what about the crumbs? Ooh, it gives us the ick. So I thought it was really funny. So I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, I eat in bed, but that's just me. So screw it. Let's find out if everybody else does. We're going to go straight to the phones. And on the phones, oh boy, look at this girl. She's on a roll, Sarah in Hartford. Oh my gosh.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. 2 days in a row? I don't have to.
I know. It's crazy.
It's amazing, and I love it. All right, so you do not eat in bed, or you're a no?
No, I do not.
Boo.
Nope, I don't.
Wait, do you think it's disgusting or what? Tell me, yeah.
Well, okay, so I'm going to tell you why. Well, I'm not. Actually, this isn't the reason, but I also don't have a TV in my room. Some people do. That's not my thing.
Okay.
But anyways, my kids both do, and they both live in their rooms. Uh-huh. They don't even come out because they're teenagers, of course.
Yep.
But my daughter is notorious for eating on her bed, and things spill. They tip over. She falls asleep with it in her bed, and then it gets knocked over.
Oh, hell no. That would set me off. I don't fall asleep with food in my bed. That would send me over the edge. I mean, that's too much for me, Sarah.
So that's my thing. If I just get in her bed and I'm like, stuff's crunching under me, I'm like, what is going on? I lift up her blanket and there's crumbs and stuff. I'm like, what is this?
You know what I found in Hudson's bed, my 11-year-old's bed, one time? A popcorn bag. I'm like, no, you didn't. I'm like, we're done. We are done. I'm like, get out of my face. I can't even look at you right now. I'm
if
like,
you clean up after yourself, it's fine.
It's not like I'm laying in bed with the wrappers and everything. I eat and then I clean it up. Okay, leave me alone.
Yep.
But that's fair. So do you think some of the reason you don't eat in your bedroom though is because you don't have a TV in there? Do you think that's a big issue with it?
Yeah, I do. Because we literally are only in our rooms when we are in our room when we go to bed.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Sarah. Appreciate you.
Yeah, of course.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye, you too.
All right. So I'm reading your text. Jessica New Berlin said, did you learn from Bert and Ernie to not do that? I do it too, also single. Okay, Jessica. Christina in Milwaukee said, I eat in bed because if there's any crumbs, my four dogs will clean it up. Oh, yeah, and I don't have Bella anymore. See? Blaine from Lake Mills texted in. He said, good morning. Or she said, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, said, I do eat in bed. My spouse only lets me eat one thing in bed. So it's a guy. What is it? I can't. These texts come far apart when they come in. It's hard to explain to you guys. We get them on like a website and then they're all broken up sometimes. So I can't even handle this. All right, we're going to go back to the phones because I need somebody who actually does eat in bed with me. So let me just go ahead and pull up my girl, Christina Hager.
Good morning.
I'm looking for backup here, okay? My friend said I give them the it because I eat in bed. And I said, screw you. Who doesn't?
Like, I mean, I didn't used to, but then after a couple of pregnancies of having to be on bed rest.
Same.
Like,
I had no bed rest, but same. I act like I needed the pregnancies to eat in bed. So, Christina, I'm not alone. You eat in bed, too. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially, like, right now, I'm all big and sitting in a chair is so uncomfortable. Like,
right.
I pretty much all my meals in bed, and it's
You're
just so
pregnant.
Much easier.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, a little, like, table, like kind of like a TV tray dinner for in the living room, but it's like bedtime.
Yeah. No, totally. Jamie in Waterford said, I eat in bed. Also, I'm married, so it's not just single people. I got everybody. I mean, Christina's not single, so I mean, you're about to have a baby for crying out loud.
Yeah, and it's just so much easier. Like, we have a projector set up instead of a TV.
Yeah.
So I just put on cartoons, and then me and my toddler, we just hang out on my bed all day.
And snacks and TV, baby, and projector. I support this very much. Christina, thanks for having my back. You have a great day. I hope you feel better. Okay, bye. All right, next up, he's in Hartford, and just like Sarah, I almost didn't want to bring Babe on, a.k.a. Mike in Hartford, because he's not a bed eater. Fine.
Oh, stop it.
What's with you Hartford people? You don't eat in bed, so, both of you?
Well, oh, I don't, but the wife does,
yeah.
And she will die on this hill as every other parent that has a toddler.
Tell me.
When the other parent is putting the kid to bed, she eats her sweets in bed
hell
so that
yeah.
the toddler doesn't see it.
Yes!
And any parent that says, no, I don't do that, is lying.
A lie. Oh, we all hide food from our children.
Because while Kathleen yeah. gives her a bath every night, I eat my sweets.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, my
gosh.
And
I eat them in the kitchen while I'm doing the dishes.
Yes! Oh, my gosh. It's funny because even though I've been divorced for like 11 years, I remember being married with a toddler. And same
yep.
thing. It'd be like,
you gotta hide it.
It'd be like, you're doing bath time, so I can do whatever I want. And that may be
yep.
eating, that may be hiding, that may be whatever. Yes, Mike, I support this
yep.
fully. So
100%.
I'm glad you guys have that worked out so you both get
yep.
your snack time. And I'm glad you let her eat in your bed. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate
yeah.
you. Good
no
husband.
Problem. Have a good weekend.
Bye, you too.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, I gotta get my last set of reinforcements. I'm actually very excited about this man coming on because he's gonna have my back. So I saved him for last, of course. Danny in Oak Creek. Danny, good morning.
Bam! It's Friday! Woo!
Danny, I love you because you already told me.
I got your six.
Yes! You eat in bed.
Roll that plate on my chest and fork it in, lay it in bed.
Let's go. Is there anything you won't eat in bed, though, Danny? Come on, anything?
Everything. If I spill crumbs it, you know what? That's why we got an extra set of sheets.
Yeah.
We always change them once a week because I'm kind of a clean freak in a way. But
okay.
Eating in bed, I come home late or something,
yeah.
something's going on. I just want to relax.
Absolutely. Does the wife eat in bed or just you?
Yeah, kind of not as much as I do, but you know what? I share my meal with her. I'll
aww.
Give her a little fork bite here and there.
I can just see you laying in the bed, Danny, sitting there eating your ice cream. You're like, come here, beautiful wifey. Come have some
yep.
ice cream.
You gotta try a bite of this. It's delicious.
Well, I had to end with you because you eat in bed like me, so we can say it's not. I mean, we have so many texts coming in. All these people are saying they eat in bed, so we're not alone, Danny. We're not alone.
Well,
people,
you know what?
There's not
we're adults.
It. We're adults.
You know,
yeah.
things get busy.
And
I know with your radio stuff, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
Mornings and nights, afternoons.
Well,
I lay in bed. It's relaxing.
Yes.
I got a TV. I just want to chill.
Yeah, same. And that's a nice place to do it. Danny, team eating your bed all day.
DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, Joe, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so I did get to go visit DZ yesterday. You might have seen that on Facebook or Instagram. I will have an update. And I told him if he wants to call in, because he's bored, but he's, you know, uncomfortable and resting. I'm like, dude, you can call in or not call in. I understand. You know, he's bored, but he needs to rest. Let's be real. It's the best thing to do after knee surgery. All right, so today's What Would DZ Do is, can I leave my kids home alone this summer? Yeah. I was reading this one that we got. You can always email us. You can always submit them on social media in our DMs or just send them to the Am I the Jerk email address, which is amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She wants to know if she can leave their kids home alone this summer, if they're old enough or not. She said, DZ, I work full time and have my entire life. I have two kids with my partner. He works too. We've always had childcare or put them in camp for the summer. They turned 8 and 10 this year. Even though I feel like they would be well served back at camp, I also know how expensive camp and childcare is, and I'm ready for a break. So here's what I need advice on. Can I leave my kids home alone this summer while my husband and I are at work? He works in the trades and has flexibility to run home if needed. I work in an office and I do not. We keep having discussions about this, but can't make a decision. I have guilt. Are they too young? They know how to make themselves food, shower, get dressed. I feel as though they're pretty responsible kids. The only negative would be their lack of social interaction and the laziness. But it's also summer, so who cares? They will work their whole lives. What age can I leave them home alone for the summer? I know times are different, but I remember my parents leaving me alone at the age of 8, and I was fine. All right. She wants to know, is it okay to leave her kids home alone this summer? And honestly, this could really be more of a how old do they have to be? Because I remember when I went through this, it was scary. As a single parent, I remember being like, okay, paying all this money for years for childcare. I'd have people there early in the morning because, you know, we start so early. And then I had to have a lot of those people then transfer them to another childcare or to school. It was a lot of, you know, moving parts and money. I understand how expensive childcare is. Nobody tells you that when you have kids. That being said, it was hard for me to start leaving them alone. But I realized I was home all the time. Same as this woman who wrote in. I'm like, I too was left home alone. And there was never, ever, ever an issue. So 414-533-1037. You can always call or text. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
hey. Okay, Saucy, were yours like 4 when you left them? Or did... I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm teasing you and never. No, seriously. This is a real parent issue. Like, how old do they have to be? 8 and 10.
That's way too young.
Oh, you think it's too young for the summer? Okay.
Way too young.
You're saying absolutely not. Wow.
Yeah, well, then you're leaving your 10-year-old to watch your 8-year-old in a certain sense, and that's not your 10-year-old's responsibility.
Oh, you're more worried about the older one having to take care of the younger one.
Well, yeah, but then also the 10-year-old, okay, you say he can take care of himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you ever left them alone for an extended period of time?
That's true. Well, maybe that's the advice. Maybe start small. Maybe they start, okay, you know what? Let's start out with one day. And then if it's not, we're going to put you in camp. If you act up or you don't take care of yourselves, I mean, it's got to be hard. You might need cameras.
And that's where you get yourself into trouble because then you go to sign them up for camp and, they're all full. There's no more spots.
Trying to get into camp is hard. I mean, girl, I didn't realize how they get booked up so quick. I mean, it is a thing. Yeah, for sure. So, okay, Saucy, the lines are going crazy. I love it.
I'm sure they are.
So
we're
you
not
say,
judging, but we're judging.
Oh, no, we're totally judging. Are you kidding me?
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. All right, Saucy, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. All right, 414-533-1037. She wants to know if they can leave their 8 and 10-year-old home alone this summer with no childcare and no camp. They're sick and tired of paying for childcare. She's like, aren't they old enough yet? Seriously. What do you guys think? How old should they be? Should she do it? We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, Joe, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Her and her partner have 2 kids, 8 and 10, and they want to know if they could leave him home alone by themselves this summer. He's in the trade. She's in an office. He can come home. She cannot. And they're sick and tired of paying for camp and childcare. And she's like, aren't they old enough at this point that I don't have to put them in something? So I'm going to go to Megan in West Bend. Everybody is triggered, man. The phones went crazy. I didn't see this coming. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning. You have a 9 and 11-year-old. This is perfect for you.
I do. Okay. I have some advice.
Yes, go on.
I can't judge because if you have to do what you got to do, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, and I remember being home alone at 9 and in 4th and 5th grade all the time when my parents were at work after school. It wasn't a full day, but I was alone. Right. So I digress. Go on.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. The sibling thing plays a little portion of it.
It does.
So my first advice is to invest in a Ring camera or some type of surveillance system if you are going to leave them alone.
Yeah.
So that the person who does have the ability to come home, because they sleep, in the morning, usually quite a while.
Oh, in the summer? I'm at that place now where my boys, who are 11 and 13, we just turned the corner on this. When I come home in the summer now, they're asleep, and I'm like, whoa, what is this?
Right.
What is this? I was used to the kids being up early, annoying us, the toddlers.
Yeah, no, they're
the
not at that stage. At
they're
8
done.
And 10, they're going to sleep. They're going
to sleep
playing
more.
Fortnite all night and sleep all day. So
true, yeah.
As soon as you see movement... that's when you can at least supervise from the camera, and if need be, then go home.
Mm.
But do they get along? That's my second advice. Do they get along? Because my 9-year-old and my 11-year-old is left alone for too long.
They're annoying.
I have a girl, older girl, younger boy, and they're not the best of friends. It's not a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have this issue.
You should not be in charge of the younger one. So that's another thing. I'm like, you need to take
fair.
Care of each other separately and take care of your own needs. And then number three...
Oh, I love this. Go on. Mm-hmm.
I would not allow them to cook anything.
Ah, fair. Can they use the microwave?
No, so, well, you would think, but see, my 9-year-old microwaved ramen noodles without the water in it the other day.
Oh, God,
so
never mind.
He's been banned
never
from
mind.
The, yeah. And I was home right there.
Oh,
so
geez.
You got to know their limitations.
True.
And then my fourth thing is, do you trust them? Because there is no law in Wisconsin that states at what age a child can be left home alone.
Right.
So do you trust them? Are they responsible?
Mm-hmm.
If not, then
you
got to find
kids.
An alternative.
Yeah, you know your
right.
kids. And I know very well that Owen... keeping it real, my 13-year-old is way more responsible than Hudson. I'm going to keep it real. Hudson will do what you ask, but Owen is going to do it without me asking. I'll tell you that much. And you know the difference between the two. Yeah, for
He's
sure.
He's going to ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Exactly. All right, so you had some really good advice, Megan. This was great. Get cameras. Know your children. Don't let them cook. Basically, they need to be hermits. That's all.
Right, sleep. And when once they're up, then I feel
then
like
you
do need
home.
To either... Yeah,
fair
or
enough.
At least watch what's going on, you know, so
yeah.
that nothing crazy happens.
Well, I love it. Thank you for calling so much, Megan. Everybody wants to chime in. I can't wait to hear what everybody else says, too. That was really good advice. All right, you have a great weekend, Megan.
You too, Allie. Thank you.
Yes, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Megan had great advice there. Rosie's in Milwaukee. She is a toddler mom of little boys. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, how's it going? You heard the dilemma on what would DZ do. The mom and dad want to leave their kids alone. They're 8 and 10. They're like, we're sick of paying for childcare. We're sick of sending them to camp. Are they old enough to stay home alone? What do you think?
So I still have a long way ahead of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up taking care of my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little bit of perspective, and I totally agree with the previous caller. Like,
yeah.
you got to know how your kids are. Some kids are not built the way they used to
mm-hmm.
be built before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah,
I
maybe, like, start, like, training day by day. Like, okay, today we're going to learn how to do this. And, you know,
it's training like
steps.
Rocky. Today,
exactly.
we're going to work on not cooking anything on the stove when mom and dad are gone.
Exactly. Because you could just lean over once or a subtle, like,
totally.
Touch to those knobs and then bam, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all it takes. It takes, like, a couple of minutes. And then you see, you know, you have a big problem.
And I've told the boys, you know, when they were younger, now I trust them to open the door if, like, you know, somebody delivers a pizza. But, I mean, a few years ago, I would be like, do not open the door. And I would watch Hudson open the door. And I'd be like, dude, I just told you not to open the door for anyone. So there is, you know, ages where they're still impressionable, you know, and they don't
it's
really
exactly
get it.
Yeah.
And they don't understand why you're telling them certain, you know, they don't understand why it's a safety thing. Some of the
yeah.
things you tell them, it just doesn't click.
Yeah, I would totally say double digits would be, like, the ideal.
Fair.
You know, like
10 and
18.
Up. Yeah. And I think it's interesting that you chimed in about taking care of a younger sibling because, you know, I was the baby. So I never went through that. But DZ is a perfect example of an older sibling. You know, him and his little sister were 8 years apart. My sister was 8 years older than me, Penny, my oldest one. And I see the similarities where they kind of took care of us, right? I didn't have that because there was nobody below me, you know? So we have totally different perspectives. Oh, no. Rosie dropped out. Oh, well. Okay, Rosie, thanks for calling. Love you. Bye. Let's go to, I got Melanie here. Melanie, good morning, Melanie. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I lost Rosie, but that's okay. We got to what we needed to get to with that. So, what do you
yes.
think? What would DZ do?
Well,
should we leave the kids home alone? They're 8 and 10. What do you think?
Well, I actually have to say, after Megan, I think the show was over.
Honestly, Megan was like, and a one, and a two, and a three. She should have gone last, honestly, because she sure did have a lot of advice for us. She's like, and,
yes.
and I was ready to hang up, and she goes, and another thing.
I know. But I do have to say,
yeah.
You know, I've been teaching for 27 years, and it always surprises parents to know what their kids' behavior is like at school, because...
Oh.
you know, for example, I have a student who is like screaming the F word every other second.
No.
But then when you see him and grandma at church.
Ah, he's totally good.
Yeah.
No way.
You really, like Megan said, you really have to know your child and you really have to look at those little signs. But I've always been like hard held believer of 12.
Is it for you? Okay.
Yeah. Babysitting classes start around that.
True.
Age, you know, and so I feel that if this, you know, like for CPR and certifications, they start to recognize that stuff and teach that stuff around the age of 12. So that to me speaks volumes that there are other professionals in this world that believe that kids are ready for those life-saving measures at that age. Therefore, what's a 10-year-old going to do because they don't have those life-saving measures? So there's all those little things.
So you say 12. Yeah, but you say 12.
Yeah.
So we're double.
I say 12.
Everybody's saying double digits, and it sounds like we're are we in agreement? Double digits as the youngest, not the oldest. Oh, is that what we're saying?
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. People are texting in 8 and 10. Absolutely not. Way too young. Somebody said I would let the 10-year-old stay home alone, but send the 8-year-old to camp. Oh, well, that's kind of messed up. My kids would
really. Oh. Yeah, it really just depends on you knowing your child, or children, because even when one is in charge of the other, you never know. They could be like Jekyll and Hyde. You know, you just don't.
Oh, trust me. Listen, my ex-husband and I and their stepmom, we have different experiences with these kids, and they're the same kids in two different houses, and I'm like, what are you talking about? They don't act, and they're totally different kids. So, girl, I feel you.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, get ready. It's going to be a wild one, because this is a follow-up to an Am I the Jerk we already had. Been promising this all week, so let's go. She wants to remain anonymous. A lot of you will remember, because if you listen every day or listen back to the Am I the Jerk, you can always listen back on the Odyssey app. If you listen back or heard it that day, you remember they're pregnant with their fifth child. And her husband was saying it wasn't his, and she was appalled. So we talked about that on Am I the Jerk, because she was just ready to walk away from this 20-year relationship. Maybe it was 17, close enough, over this debacle. Well, now we have an update, so get ready, everybody. She says, hi, me again. Another Am I the Jerk? She said, sorry for another long one. Please make me anonymous again. You got it, girl. She said, so my due date is approaching. It's in August. Because when was the first one? The first one was probably sometime this early, late winter, maybe. I remember talking about it. I don't remember exactly when she wrote in. But she said, my due date is in August, but I have a history of early babies. And I've been having issues with extreme early signs of even earlier labor. Anywho, the dad, my partner of 17 years, finally came around to the idea that we will be having 5 kids. And honestly, after 3, there's not much difference in the chaos of it all. Laughy face. She said, so the thing is, while he's accepting of the fact that we are expecting again, he's still been super irritable towards me. I went from working split shifts, 40 plus hours a week, to now I haven't worked since December. So we've been struggling a bit financially, and I know it won't last. He acts like it will. This isn't our first high-risk pregnancy, so it's not our first rodeo. However, it is the first time he's acted this way. His sister-in-law has noticed some of the lesser occasions and says that he has a case of the mala bariga. I had to Google that. The uncomfortable pregnancy stuff. I don't know if I said that right. I wish DZ was here for that part. He's also been drinking heavier than normal the past few months. While I don't have anything against drinks, we are social drinkers. I am also firm on if you can't handle it or let you consume your life, then you obviously don't need to be doing it. He doesn't see his drinking as a problem. I, however, can tell it's majorly affecting him negatively. He's been late to work several times this year and took 2 sick days from being hungover. I told him if he doesn't figure his life out by the time the baby's ready to be born, he will just get a picture of a text of congratulations. The baby is here. Mom and baby are doing great. What? He was there for all 5 of my previous labors and deliveries. One of our pregnancies ended in a loss and cut all 4 of our living children's umbilical cords. He said he would never forgive me if I don't allow him for this baby to be there, but we will be having it soon. But he also doesn't want to work on his drinking problem. Deep down, he knows I can and will give birth on my own. My births have been faster and faster, my last one being only 2 hours long, start to finish. So my question is, Would I be the jerk if I stand on business and deny him to see our hopefully final baby be born if he doesn't get control of his drinking problem? She said, to be honest, if I were him, I'd be ecstatic getting out of being at the hospital waiting for a baby to be born. Stop it. I don't have a choice, obviously, but I do not want to go. I'd rather just stay home. So she's trying to find some humor in the whole thing. But you see where we are. So it started with him saying, oh, no, 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 that's not my baby. So we knew something was off when that started. And then now he's finally accepting of it, but we're finding out there's more going on. Sounds like there's a drinking problem, and I don't know if that was the whole case, if he's drinking more because he's stressed about the baby. I don't know. But either way, she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically, you know, not letting him come to the birth unless he stops drinking, which is a very, very serious thing. So 414-533-1037. I cannot wait to hear your feedback next. You can text or you can call, and we're going to talk to you guys next.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We've heard from her before, and she's back on Am I the Jerk? She wants to know, she's pregnant with their fifth child. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not letting him come to the birth if he doesn't stop his drinking. She says it's out of control at this point, and she's over it. She says she will stand on business and have this baby without him. They've been together for 17 years, okay? She is not messing around. Betty, good morning in Waukesha. How are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's a little awkward. Somebody texted in and said, this whole relationship sounds so toxic. Yes, it does. It definitely does.
Yeah.
But they've been together for 17 years. So here we are. What do you think? Is she the jerk if she doesn't let him come to the birth?
She is not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
All relationships are complicated, right?
Sure.
Like, we all have our weird things.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, she is not the jerk.
Yeah. Somebody said, I think it's a good decision. This is Sarah in Maguanago texted in to 414-533-1037. She said, who would want someone who's been drinking to come to the birth of their baby? She's not the jerk. I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, hang on one second. I have to get my Starbucks order.
Oh, go ahead.
My mobile order from Elizabeth.
Whoa, yes. Hey, Starbucks. Hey, you know what? I support you being on the air and getting your coffee at the same time. I support this. Yeah. We'll wait. Are you done?
No, we're good.
Okay, we're good. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, Betty. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for not letting him come to the birth. Who would want a drunk guy at the birth? I don't care if he's the dad, you know?
Well, and it sounds like when he drinks, it is actually a problem.
Yeah. It is. And somebody named her Fed Up Fiona. I love it. That's what we're going to call her. Fed Up Fiona. They said, not the jerk. No man should be acting like that. Plus, Fed Up Fiona is the mother and can decide who she wants at the birth. And Robert wrote that in a guy. That's a fact. Because,
yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I remember at both of my births, I was asked that. Even the second one. Do you know? I was like, yes. It was my decision who got to be there. So.
Well, and she's probably feeling all kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant. She's hormonal. And as a husband or as a partner, mm-hmm. he should be supporting that. Instead, he's being very selfish right
yes,
now.
Yes, very selfish. And she can't even drink because she's pregnant and she's on bed rest, it sounds like, a lot of the time. So she's already struggling and he's out, you know, on one. He's not handling his responsibilities very well. I'll put it at that.
Yes. Yeah, so obviously she is not
the jerk, Fed Up Fiona. Okay, thanks, Betty. Enjoy your Starbucks.
Yep.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. All right, I'm going to go to Courtney in Racine. Hey, Courtney, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So Oscar in Wind Lake texted in. This is a tricky one, but he says, not the jerk. Obviously, a few drunken rages has happened to get this far. Force change is needed. Oh. And these are men saying, get him. These are guys saying, get him to get it together. You know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I am going with not the jerk.
Amen.
When you're giving birth, you need a supportive partner in the room.
Yeah.
And he's obviously not giving that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You do need a supportive person. Yes. I'm getting triggered a little because I forgot I kind of went through some of this, you know, with my second. And their father was at the birth, but it was a big question because I was going through, you know, a breakup at the time. So you have to figure these things out, you know, and do you have someone supportive? Are you getting along? Are they going to be healthy for you? Because she can't have a drunk guy in the delivery room. Not with the fifth one. Not when she's already stressed out and on bed rest, you know?
Absolutely not. And that also gives staff another thing to worry about instead of the focus being on her and the baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not about the patient anymore. Okay. So we're saying not the jerk, basically.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Everyone's like, we don't even have to scream it. It's just not the jerk. All right, Courtney, thank you for calling. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, we have got Roger in Milwaukee. We got a dad on the phone. This will be great.
Yo, yo, good morning. Allie Deasy, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. And a special shout out to my boy, Deasy. Let's go.
Woo! I got to see him yesterday. It was so nice. I'll give the update. Don't worry.
I've seen that.
It was so nice to go visit him. Poor guy's in a lot of pain, but you know.
He's looking good, though.
He did.
Looking good.
He faked it till he made it. Let me tell you. He's trying, man. He's trying. But it's only up from here, I told him. It's only up from here. So, all right, Roger.
Right.
You're a dad, seriously. So, what do you think? We talked to two women. She doesn't want to have him at the birth if he doesn't stop his drinking. Is she the jerk?
Oh, man, she's definitely not the jerk. Don Julio is, though. He's the big jerk.
Definitely. Somebody texted in and said, I am a woman saying this. Get him some help and support. Somebody else said, she's the jerk for having another baby with this guy. Well, that's, I know, but come on. They were not expecting it. We know that from the first Am I the Jerk, that he didn't even believe it was his. He was like saying, we didn't have sex. And she was like, yes, we did.
He was probably drunk.
Yeah. You know what? It's all clicking now, Roger. Oh, it's all clicking. He didn't remember.
Exactly.
Oh, we thought he might be cheating at the time.
There you go. He's drinking. It's obvious.
And that's why he doesn't know what's going on. And oh, no. Oh, somebody texted in and said she's the jerk. Oh, I got to read this one. Hold on, Roger. No, they did not. She's the jerk. The birth, the life-changing moment that, wait, hold on. This is all out the person, you know what? It is the daddy's drunk. But for real, what the hell? They said he needs to be there. He might be having a mental issue from the loss of the last baby. I do agree he's out of line with the drinking and will need to seek help, but this is the moment to get him back on track. Oh, they're saying get him help now, and then hopefully he'll be back on track by the time the baby comes in August or shortly before. That's fair advice. That's fair advice.
Yeah,
That's Rich from Greenfield. Okay, Rich. Rich is not drunk because we know him. All right.
Oh, okay, Rich is not.
So, jerk, or not the jerk if she doesn't let him come.
Yeah.
We agree. Yeah. Roger, love
you. Just get the help he needs.
Honest to God, because, yes, he needs help, and that would be the first step for sure. And it's hard. You know, I've said over the years, there used to be the stigma with getting help, Roger, for people that were addicts. It'd be like, you know, they'd make fun of them and be like, oh, they went to rehab for the fifth time. Now I'm like, we should be congratulating people that go to rehab for the fifth time, because at least they're getting help. Because what's the alternative? They're either going to go get help, or something bad's going to happen, or they're going to affect the people around them. So you should never be upset with someone getting help, and you should never rip on them or add the stigma to it. And my rant is done, Roger, on a Friday. Love you. Goodbye.
Happy Friday.
I'm done with my mental health rant. Have a great day. Bye. All right. So there you go. Obviously, you're not the jerk, girlfriend. I know she's listening, and I know she wanted the feedback. So definitely not the jerk. Everybody breathe. Okay, we are going to give away these tickets to Hozier, sold out show at Summerfest, and then I have a big update on Dumpster Fire Dating with Orphan Boy. I have to tell you what happened when he showed up at my birthday, and then I have to tell you what happened last night, what he asked me to do last night. I mean, this saga just continues. So, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. We're giving away these tickets to Hozier at Summerfest. It is a sold out show, and this is your last chance on Allie and DZ. Don is in Glendale. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Allie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Look forward to your update on Dumpster Fire Dating, too.
Oh, you're waiting for Dumpster Fire Dating, are you? Okay, well, there's a big update today with Orphan Boy, so you better hold on, because first I got to tell you, Don, you're going to Hozier.
Nice.
You got two tickets to the sold-out show at Summerfest. I don't know who you're taking, but I hope you have a great time, okay, Don?
Oh, I'm taking my fiance.
Oh, she'll love that. What's her name?
Her name is Dana.
Hey, Dana. Have fun at the show, girl. All right,
nice. She will. She's at home with our dogs right now.
Oh, well, you told me off the air before we came on. You just texted in for Am I the Jerk? Yeah?
Yes.
You came up with Fed Up Fiona? That was you?
No, I didn't come up with Fiona. I just also texted you about Bliss Billiam right before.
Oh, and what was your thought on Am I the Jerk today? She wasn't one to let him at the birth.
Not the jerk, and I hope Blitz Billiam gets the help he needs.
Yeah, I hope so too. Absolutely. Okay, Don, hold on. I got to get some more info from you. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then Dumpster Fire Dating is coming up next. So hold on. I know I promised you guys that I would do it before 8 o'clock. I'm trying over here, okay? Give me 3 minutes, and then I'll tell you everything. Okay, I promise. There is an update. It is about what happened with Orphan Boy on my birthday. It involves a listener. It's pretty funny. And then what he asked me to do last night was even crazier. Hold on. I'll tell you next. Kiss FM.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Okay, let's just get to the update because I found out everybody's mad I don't do it before 8 sometimes. Oh, no. What happened to the music? I don't know where it went, but it was there. Oh, I paused it. My bad. I'm the pilot. Bear with me. DZ had knee surgery, okay? But the good news is DZ met Orphan Boy, the latest guy. And I had to bring on a special guest because DZ is recovering. He's in a lot of pain. I'm going to give you an update on what happened when I went to his house yesterday. So just that's coming up. But I wanted to bring on the phone one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. So she's very important to the story because she was a witness to all of this happening with Orphan Boy. Welcome to the show, Kelly in Sussex. Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Okay, I needed you today. I needed you as backup because you're going to be able to tell the story better than me because it was my birthday and I was having a really good time at Pottawatomie, okay? I was walking around. You bought me popcorn. We went to the sports book. It was a good night, Kelly. It was a great night. However, Orphan Boy showed up. You got to meet him. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so did some other listeners like Saucy Sandra pulled up, Amanda and Racine, some of our core regulars pulled up and they were awesome and they got to meet him. But none of us really talked about him or what we thought. However, something really funny happened as the night continued on. So as people started falling off, right, they started leaving and going home. We continued on, right, Kelly, because we kept going.
Yes.
And at the very end of the night, we were in the food court at Pottawatomie because Pottawatomie is an adult playground, everybody, if you didn't know. We're in the food court and I'm having a drink and I'm having a burger and I'm sitting there. And then, well, Kelly, what happened next? Because I forgot about the girl coming up to us and an Orphan Boy is standing right there as this all goes down. And what happened? She asked about him or something?
Yes. So we were all sitting there just eating and chatting and he was there and she walks up to you and he's standing right behind you.
Right behind me. That's right. Yep.
And she's like, hey, I want to talk about Orphan Boy. She's like, I think he's such a jerk. She's like, don't go out with him again.
She started railing him right in front of him. And she was like, well, that's not him. She's like, did she say that? She
was laughing.
Yeah. Yes. And she was like, no. And she was like, this isn't him, is it? No, that can't be him.
Correct. And yeah, he was getting a kick out of it.
I looked at him. I said, welcome to my life. The women who sit here are going to rail you. You better be ready because they're my girls. I'm telling you. So
he was a good sport.
He was a good sport. Like, he took it like a champ. But I have never been out with a guy and had a listener come up. But that's who our listeners are. They're honest. They're real. They tell us what they think. Obviously, they don't want to be rude. She didn't know that was Orphan Boy. But she was standing on business. Even after she found out it was him, she was like, nah. She's like, nah.
Absolutely. We're all laughing.
Yes. And he just moved back here, by the way, after many years away. And he's probably like, what is going on? Like, why am I getting screamed at, you know, by a random girl? And I'm like, these are my people. This is my squad. Deal with it or get to step in. Like, I don't know what to tell you. These are my ladies. So I don't remember her name, though. Do you remember the listener's name?
I honestly do not.
I feel so bad because she was a character. I wish we had taken a picture with her or something, man.
He
took it well, though. He did.
He did.
He did. What did you think of him?
I thought he was very, very nice. Okay. He was funny.
Mm-hmm. He is funny. That's why I like him, because he's fun to hang out with. Yes.
He was very funny. He was very easygoing.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
he got along with everyone.
Yeah. That's why DZ is right. You know, I think DZ gets it, is that he can totally just kind of come out with everybody and be fine. Just like sweep into the group. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Bella said she has FOMO because she was going to come and she got into a car accident. I felt Bella in Kenosha.
No.
She said she loves it, but so bummed she missed it. Yeah, it was interesting. And Bella, you would have died when this girl, this listener, I love her. I wish I remember her damn name, came up and started railing on him right in front of him. It was classic. classic. Okay, so now for the update, Kelly. Are you ready for this?
Absolutely.
Are you ready for this? So we went out on my birthday. Absolutely nothing happened. Still nothing. It's still, we're still friends at this point, everybody. Nothing more. And then last night, he sent me a text that changed everything. And I'll tell you about it next. Sorry. Sorry, Kelly. Thanks for sharing. Love you. Hold on. So where were we? Back to dumpster fire dating part two.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Okay, so I've told you the first part of the story. Kelly in Sussex was there, and she got to witness the wonderful listener who made me laugh come up and start yelling at Orphan Boy that she thought he was a jerk and didn't like him. Poor guy. But he took it well, right, Kelly?
Absolutely. He's a champ.
He's a champ. And another person who missed the whole shindig because she got into a car accident, I felt so bad, was our very own, with her own theme song, Bella in Kenosha. Hi, Bella. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi. I figured if DZ's going to be gone having knee surgery, then we're just going to talk. We're going to have a girl chat. Okay, girls, are you ready?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so Bella, I'm sorry you missed the whole thing, but
me too. But
Kelly got to meet him, and you heard what Kelly said, which was what, Kelly? That he was nice.
He was very nice, easygoing, very funny.
Very funny. He's a funny guy. He entertains me, okay? And that's why I like hanging out with him and being friends. So listen to this, Bella and Kelly. So last night, we're just texting like normal, you know, because we're still friends. And he's like, how are you? And I'm saying, how are you? We're talking about our lives. And then he says out of nowhere, he goes, I'm doing good. I want to go to 5 o'clock steakhouse this weekend. That was all he said. So I didn't respond. And that was at 7:55 p.m. on Wednesday night. So then yesterday, after I didn't respond, he wrote back in the morning and said, do you want to go with me? LOL. So I waited and then he sent the, do you want to go? And I was like, oh, yes, of course. I mean, and I said, duh, of course I want to go. Are you kidding me? A steak? I'm in. But then I made the mistake of asking him, well, is this a date or a friend hangout? And I think this is where I screwed up, guys, every time. And he said, do we have to put a label on it? And I said, no, actually. And he goes, what does that mean? I said, it means I agree. We don't have to put a label on it. He goes, nice. So that's it. So I was supposed to go out to dinner with him. But he actually asked me, like, for real. But I still feel like we're just friends, you guys. So part of me feels guilty about taking him up on the steak dinner. But part of me just wants a steak dinner. What do you guys think? Should I go on the dinner or not? Tell me the truth.
Absolutely.
I think we'd have a good time.
I think you should. Yeah, I think you should.
But see, I don't want to, like, and DZ said maybe this will build into something, but I'm like, I don't know. I mean, Kelly, do you think this is going to build into something?
You know what? That I can't say. I'm not sure.
Bella?
But...
Bella? She's using girl talk.
I know she was. Bella? I think anything's possible.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I guess.
And I do like the easygoingness of it. Like, whatever happens, happens.
That's true. That's true. I do like that. Mm-hmm. That's very me there because there's no pressure then on anybody. Because it was funny because on one of our dates, he said to me something like, well, I don't want a serious relationship. And I laughed. I was like, same. I'll let you know if I want one, you know. But this in the beginning, you have to set those boundaries. So.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Remember, okay. I told Mike that I don't want to get married, and look what happened.
And you married him. See, Bella, now you're saying I'm not marrying this guy. Come on. I'm never getting married again.
Never say never.
All right. So you guys say go out and have steak with him this weekend. Am I leading him on if I have no interest? Because he's saying it's we don't want to put a label. We're just hanging. Right?
No, he said don't put labels on it. Yeah. I think just make sure you tell him that you're friends. And just...
He has to know
sure
that.
He
has to know that because, Bella, there's a story we didn't tell. Well, I don't know if I should tell this on the air. You know what? Now I'm regretting everything. Do you remember when we were out for my birthday and Bella missed it because she got into a car accident? But, Kelly, I was texting. I was sending out texts to Sneaky Links. And he was standing right there. And he goes, you texted a dude? I go, I did. Right. So he's aware.
Diabolical.
You know what I mean? It is diabolical. But we said we're friends. We agreed with it. So why can't I talk to other dudes? We're friends. And he still asked me out for steak. So I'm going. You know what? Screw it. I'm going. I feel like I sound horrible. I feel like if a guy was doing this, I'd be like, what a jerk, you know?
You would.
I would. I would totally light him up, right? But he's saying, though, the same thing as me, that we're friends. So maybe, you know, I think, yes, we're going to relax and we're going to let this be. And we're going to see where it goes for sure.
That sounds
good.
I can't wait to hear
we'll
about
meet
it.
There. Jessica, stop it. Jessica New Berlin said, let it build into something. Be okay without the drama. Okay. Brandon from Tosa texted in and said, he's a nonchalant man. Go with the flow. Okay, you know what? I can receive that. I like all the advice. Okay, you know what? Kelly and Bella, thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel counted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sold. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye, ladies. Bye. All right, so I guess I'm going out with them. I guess that's it. But it's not a date, you guys. You heard what he said. It's not a date, okay? We're just friends. Somebody texted in, Allie, my hubby and I were best friends for a couple years before we started dating. We've been together now 25 years. Chill out. I have something I want to discuss with you. It's a product I bought. I cannot stand it. I wish I had not bought it. We always talk about, you know, things we want you to have, like, ooh, we got to share this. I want to share the products we don't want, okay? Because I just want to warn you guys. The microwave with a child lock on it. Let me just get to the point. I can't stand this thing. I went to get a new microwave, and I don't even know how old the old one was. Maybe 5-6 years. I don't know how long they last. I've never thought this hard because microwaves are cheap for the most part. So I went to the store. I knew I needed a new microwave. The old one was just on its way out, and it was obvious. So I went, I'm like a dummy. I went and looked, well, what's going to fit? Because I have a certain space. You know, microwaves, it's very specific. If it's not bolted above your stove or above, you have to have space for it. Is it going to be on the counter? Well, mine's in a little like chest that I put together myself. You know, one of these wood things. It's like a little china cabinet, but not. So it sits in there and it only has so much room. So when I went to the store, and I don't know where I was, Target, Walmart, whatever. I was at the store and I was looking for a new microwave. And I'm like, I don't care this much. They're all the same in my mind for the most part. I just want one. So I went with whatever seemed cheapest and the best deal. And I got home. And this thing has a child lock on it. And every time me and my kids make something, you cannot open the damn thing unless you turn off the child lock. And it drives me crazy. Now, is there a way to turn it off? Probably. Do I have the directions? No. Could I Google them? Maybe. Have I? No. Not the point. The point is I will never again buy a microwave with a child lock. It is so annoying. And I support child lock things. As a mom of two boys, when they were little, I was, you know, single mom. I had to keep them alive. And it's already stressful enough when they're little. So when you're alone with them, you're even more stressed out. And that's parents who are in relationships and they're alone with their kids. They understand what I'm talking about. So I hate this thing. I can't stand it. And I hate to use the word hate, but I cannot stand this microwave with the child lock. So I want to discuss the purchases you wish you never bought. Because now here I am. I want to go get a new microwave without a child lock. And I don't think I would have wanted the child lock when they were little. I don't remember them having an issue with the microwave. That was not an issue when they were little. There were other things like doors and stairs and all that. The microwave was not it. I appreciate them giving parents an option, but I'm saying don't do it. That's my personal opinion. Unless you have a kid that's obsessed with playing with your microwave. What's a product you cannot stand? Or you wish you bought and you thought it'd be great, and then or a feature maybe, where you're like, the feature's not doing it for me. Either I didn't need it, I didn't want it, and I don't like this. Because I'm not taking the microwave back. We've been using it now, but I can't stand it. And every time I have to make popcorn or something, I look at it or I heat up my leftovers and I go, ugh, this thing drives me crazy. 414-533-1037. So is there a product that you went out and got and you didn't even realize what you were doing? Maybe you blindly bought it. Maybe you bought it on purpose and you knew exactly what you were doing and you were like, yeah, no, this is just, I'm going to get this home and this is just not going to work for me. Not going to work at all. We're going to talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Happy Friday. Very excited about the weekend. I see the sun is shining and we love that. But I'm talking about products that you bought and then you regretted it because I went out and got a new microwave. Maybe I did realize it had a child lock on it. I don't know. I didn't care. I didn't think it would be on all the time. It is, and I cannot stand this thing, and I'm never going to buy a microwave with a child lock again. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't need it, and it makes me crazy. So let me just go to the phones, because you guys have your own complaints. Lori's in Elkhorn. Hi, Lori.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I'm not trying to be negative on a Friday. I'm more trying to say, hey, watch yourself with these purchases, because you're not going to like it. You're welcome. You know, but you want to go off about what the Soda Stream? Is that what you bought?
Yeah, I bought it and I thought I was going to love it. In fact, I bought two of them. I bought one for our boat and one for our house. And at first I was all in, mm-hmm. and then the cartridges would run out and then I wouldn't have a new cartridge and then I'd make it, they would go flat. And it just became a real pain in the butt. And I haven't used them, and they're sitting there. And every time I look at them, I even bought all the bottles. Like, I was just like, again, I was like all in. I'm like, this could be the greatest thing.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, oh, we don't have cartridges, or the stuff is expired, or now it's flat.
Yeah.
And it just has not been, like, for the amount of money that I put into it.
It's more work.
I would not do it.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah, and people always say that. Like, I always say, oh, I love Diet Coke. And they're like, get one of the Soda Streams. I'm like, no, I don't want that soda. I don't want that soda. I don't want this soda. I'm very specific on what I want, and I don't want a Soda Stream. It's not for the carbonation. That's not what I want. But some people, that's exactly all they want. You know, they just want that carbonation and whatever it is. So you say Soda Stream, no go.
No go. Save your money. Go to Costco, get some soda there, wherever you buy it. But it's just, for me, it's not worth it.
Lori,
I'm too busy for it.
That's a big statement with how expensive soda is, too, by the way. Seriously. But thank you for calling. You have a great weekend. All right?
I love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
I'm sure he's listening, and if he's not, he'll hear back later. So thank you, Lori.
I listen to you guys all the time. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I got Trish in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Trish. How are you?
Hi, I'm well.
We're talking products or features you thought you'd like or didn't realize, and then you got it home and you went, oh man, this is not what I was hoping.
Girl, let me tell you. So,
I got
a new Jeep, and I thought I wanted safe, I wanted comfortable, but I wanted a little bougie, so I sprung for the heated and cooled seats. They are perforated. Every one crumb that you drop in a seat that has a million tiny holes in it
falls in.
It's awful. No. I wish I never would have gotten it. Yeah, it's awful.
Wow. So it's the type of seats you have, basically, in the upholstery. Is that what it was? Yes. Correct? Because I can picture what you're saying. So, oh, wow. Every
so little tiny holes everything gets stuck in it.
I have
no idea why anybody would ever want that. It's terrible.
You're right, because I can picture
it's even worse.
And then if you're trying to wipe it down and you already have stuff, you're going to get the crumbs into the holes. Oh, my God.
Yep. Even when you vacuum it, it doesn't come out. So you're like banging on the seat, trying to get stuff out. It's terrible. 10 out of 10, don't recommend. Don't do it, folks.
And you got to pick those out, or they came with the car?
I got to pick it out.
Oh, jeez. So don't pick out the perforated seats. Don't pick out seats with holes in them. Because
Don't be fancy.
Even if they look little, and I'm really surprised. You're right. Why would they make those seats when you're telling me all of the reasons why they suck? You know, I mean.
It's terrible. Yep.
Good to know. Okay, I'm never going to buy seats that have holes in them. Good to know, which
don't
sounds funny. Love it. Hey, thanks for calling. You have a great weekend, okay, Trish?
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, there you go. There's a couple. I could read the text for you because I haven't even pulled those up. Somebody said the Soda Stream tastes horrible. Oh, they don't like it. Nancy and Racine texted in. She said, new office for my job, and they got one too, and we were floored. Oh, it must have been, I don't know if she's talking about the microwave, but it drives me crazy. My sister texted me, and she's listening on the Odyssey app in California. She said, I bet the child locks came because people are putting microwaves down low now instead of up high. Maybe. But I mean, my microwave's always been low. Mine's never been mounted up high. I'm trying to think in any of my houses. Well, maybe the last one, but this one, it's been down the whole time. So anyway, whatever, you know. Oh, Amanda in West Dallas texted in and said, a sunroof? Stop it. She said, a car with a sunroof in my 20s.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
20s, I thought it was great. I'm 38. I have an SUV with a sunroof, and I hate every minute of it. The sun bakes my head. The sun bakes my head and this stupid sunroof. Oh my gosh. You know what's funny? I'm not a sunroof girl, and DZ has one. He loves it. And him and I've had this discussion before where he loves the sunroof and I can't stand it. I'm just not a sunroof person, and I love the sun. So go figure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.